Masechet Kilayim, Perek, Vav, Mishnah, Bet. We've been discussing an aris, which is a group of vines that are on a trained wall. They're being placed somewhere. And we said there seems to be an understanding of Tanakh Kama in the previous Mishnah that someone still needs a 4 amma gap in between that and the next species, even if he only has one row of vines. So this Mishnah is going to talk about an aris that's growing on some sort of like sukkah type of item. There's a wall, and then as an extension, like where the sechach would be on a sukkah, there's something coming out from the wall, and on top of that, there are vines. The way we call this is we're going to call it a trellised vine, where that's growing all the way on top, and it's on a raised area of land that extends over a field that's on a lower level. So question becomes, where did the 4 amot actually have to, where does it start from? Does it start from the wall, or does it start from the trellis that's sticking out? Mishnah says, aris shehu yotze min hamadrega. If somebody has an aris, a vineyard that's being trained, that extends outward from a madrega, from a raised area of land, and the vines that are attached to this aris form a canopy over a certain field. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov omer, im omed ba'aretz ubotzer et kulo, hareze oser arba amot basadeh. If somebody who's standing on the ground of the field can reach up to this trellis and harvest all of the grapes of the aris without using a ladder or without climbing onto this raised area, it is oser all of the 4 amot in the field beyond the area beneath the aris, because the entire area is now considered to be the site of a vineyard. Basically, we don't take into account the fact that it's high up. We don't say, oh, that's a different location. If it's high up and I can still grab it and actually harvest those grapes, we consider the area under it, of course, asur, as the site of the vineyard. But then we even extend a 4 amot area and we say this person within 4 amot from this trellis, from the end of this trellis, also has to have a separation and he can't plant anything over there. V'imlav, but if he's not able to reach up to the grapes without using a ladder or without climbing up to somehow get it, the only prohibited spot is only opposite it, only the part of the field that's directly beneath it, and you don't need a 4 amma area next to it that you need to serve as a separation, only under the trellis, picture a sukkah, under the sechach type of area would become prohibited. That's what the opinion is in terms of if somebody cannot reach up and grab onto it. As we've been saying, this is all talking about aris. When it comes to a standard vineyard, a person needs 2 rows in order to be considered a vineyard. And when he has that, he has to have a 4 amma separation from the next species. If he only has one vine, an individual vine, and it's not a whole vineyard, he only needs a 6 tefach separation from the next species. Question becomes, if a person has 2 rows, but one is planted on the ground and one is planted on a raised area, not an aris, can those be grouped together in order to call something a vineyard? And this is what Rabbi Eliezer is going to comment on. Rabbi Eliezer omer, av hanoteh ahat ba'aretz ve'ahat ba'madrega. He says, even somebody who plants one in the ground and one on a raised area, im gavo min ha'aretz asara tefahim, if the raised area was 10 tefahim higher than the ground, and amistarefet ima, doesn't get grouped together with it, and it's considered to be 2 separate rows. And for a regular vineyard, you need 2 rows. So they don't get grouped together, and each one is looked at as its own vine, and then it only needs a 6 tefach separation from the next species. V'im lav, but if the raised area is not 10 tefachim higher than the ground, hare zo miftaferet ima, the row on the raised area does combine with the row of the ground, and now it can be considered a halachic vineyard, and therefore other species may not be planted within 4 amot of all these vines, because it's now considered to be a halachic vineyard.